Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1, when there isn't a football game and we're in football season right now. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in something odd or different, a song, a recording, or a personal recording, and also occasionally a guest host who I think of as a wombat. All those odd things are wombats. And tonight I have a guest host. My guest host is Jim Warden, and I'll introduce him and ask him a few questions. So Jim, say hello to the audience.
Hello, audience.
Jim, you've picked all the songs tonight. You want to tell us a little about your choices and just give us an overview of what you're headed for?
Well, this program mainly consists of artists that I have been acquainted with through the Swannanoa Gathering. Some I've had as instructors. Some I merely like because played them enough. So there's a good bit of variety here.
Well, I want to comment. The Swannanoa Gathering is held down. What's the campus they're on?
Warren Wilson College.
Warren Wilson campus, which is just outside of Asheville. And Jim's been going for years, and based on his recommendation, my wife and I went a year ago and had a great time. Okay. Jim, how far back do you go with music? Were you interested in music a lot when you were a kid, or did you ever play anything, or where'd you get to on this?
Oh, sort of typical musical childhood. I played in a grade school symphony orchestra, a violin, picked up piano. I had some piano lessons as a kid, and in grad school, I acquired a guitar and was playing John Denver songs, things like that, and became an amateur songwriter after I came to Emory and Henry. Started going to Swannanoa Gathering and decided I liked songwriting, so I had a brief career as a songwriter, and now I just listen.
Yeah, we'll maybe cross into that briefly. All right, Jim, they know who you are, and we are ready to start recording. So what do you got?
Well, the first three pieces on the program in some way reflect the current atmosphere in the United States. One about the farmer. Our farmers are suffering from both global warming and bad trade agreements. Another song about just the angst about the political climate in the country, and then something about the secularization of the U.S. First song I have is by Norman Blake, Starving to Death on the Government Claim. This is from his album, The Hobo's Last Ride. Norman performed at Emory and Henry when I first came here, and this guy is still performing at age 81.
Perkins, a bachelor I am. You find me out west on the delicate plain. You find me out west in the country of fame, starving to death on a government claim. Hoorah for Grant County, the land of the free, the home of the grasshoppers, bedbugs, and fleas. I'll sing of its praises and I'll tell of its fame while starving to death on a government claim. My clothes are all ragged, my language is rough, my bread is corn dodgers, my goodness how tough. Nothing to eat and nothing to wear, from nothing to nothing is Greer County Fair. Hoorah for Greer County, the land of the free, the home of the grasshoppers, bedbugs, and fleas. I'll sing of its praises and I'll tell of its fame while starving to death on the government claim. It is built of the natural sun. The walls are erected according to God. The roof is no pitch, it's level and plain. You'll always get wet if it happens to rain. Hoorah for Greer County, the land of the free, the home of the grasshoppers, bedbugs, and fleas. I'll sing of its praises and I'll tell of its fame while starving to death on a government claim. How happy am I when I go to bed? A rattlesnake kisses a tune at my head. A gay little fantasy free from all care creeps out of my pillow and into my hair. Hoorah for Greer County, the land of the free, the home of the grasshoppers, bedbugs, and fleas. I'll sing of its praises and I'll tell of its fame while starving to death on a government claim. Come all you claim holders, take a warning from me. Don't live with the grasshoppers, bedbugs, and fleas. I'll travel back east, then I'll marry me a wife. I'll quit these corn dodgers for the rest of my life. Hoorah for Greer County, the land of the free, the home of the grasshoppers, bedbugs, and fleas. I'll sing of its praises and I'll tell of its fame while starving to death on a government claim.
That was Norman Blake. That song, incidentally, was first recorded in 1941, my birth year. It's an oldie. Next song coming up, Magnet by Phyllis Tanner Fry, from her album Now and Then. This is a recording artist with an unusual voice, and she writes a lot of interesting lyrics. She's a former Swannanoa Gathering student that I met a number of years ago. Particularly like the intensity of this piece.
Somewhere in this misery, something good I cannot see. How to love my enemy. It's like a magnet pulling me. I am weak, but you are strong. I will sing my the sky so blue, open every door for you, but I am nothing on my own, so I call the blue sky on the phone. Yes, I fly away with you, if you really
Phyllis Tannerfry. Next up, Abby Waterworth, who is a young singer from the Midwest. She performed at Rhythm and Roots this year. She is a contemporary folk and jazz vocalist, and this is a little song about secularization of our Sundays, I suppose, written by our partner Nick Sibley.
I have a number of friends who don't attend church, and this song is perfect for them. My cousin, Jim, says, I just rather go out with the trees. And that's about what she's saying.
It would be a sin to go and spend a Sunday morning like this, sitting in a church pew somewhere. It would be a shame to spend the day in my stiff Sunday best, have to wash up and comb through my hair. Why would I have missed the precious gifts of dancing light through the mist, to hear one man's vision of heaven, when here it is today, so clearly on display, on a beautiful morning like this. Close enough to town to hear the sound of the church bells announce the good folk will all gather here. Some may think of me with sympathy and wonder where I could be if I'm drunk or just holed up somewhere. But no sermon could preach or deliver that would move me like this sparkling river. Sitting on the bank, just giving thanks to the Almighty.
That was Abby Waterworth. Next few pieces are some of my favorite instrumentals. I'm going to shamelessly play a piece that I arranged. This was written by Dave Howard, who's a San Diego composer and guitarist. It's called Midnight Wednesday. This was done on two guitars, but I thought this might sound good with guitar and vibraphone, so this is my interpretation of Midnight Wednesday.
This is the one where I asked you what the little boom sound was. Let's see if we can hear that in there. Thank you.
Midnight Wednesday by Dave Howard. Next up, Fisher's Hornpipe, which is one of the most popular fiddle tunes in the world, played by David Schnaufer, who was a real artist with the Mountain Dulcimer. He played with a lot of Nashville figures, and unfortunately we lost him in 2006. But anyway, this piece should get your toes tapping.
The Mountain Dulcimer has how many strings? Do you know? Is it three or four? It's not many.
It's usually four, yeah.
Four. So to get this kind of stuff out of it, it's quite something. And I listened in. Of course, this is my kind of music. I'm a fiddle player and a banjo player. I don't hear a banjo in here, but I certainly hear the fiddle and a mandolin and a guitar. And, of course, the lead instrument starting off is the Mountain Dulcimer, which he obviously has mastered. That was David Schnaufer, Fisher's Hornpipe. Next up, Ed Gerhard in a piece called Kept Walking from his album There and Gone. Ed's a really smooth, talented guitarist. He has instructed at Swano Gathering. He has several albums to his credit. He has a special tie to Northeast State Community College, and he gives an annual Christmas recital there. It's well worth hearing. This year it's on the 4th of December, and the admission is free. So come on out and hear him. Thank you.
That was Ed Gerhard, Kept Walking. Now we have a few pieces about relationships. First up is David Roth playing Master's Degree from his album If You Can't Fly. David's a recording artist from Massachusetts. He has many albums. He has been a Swannanoa Gathering instructor and actually was in charge of the contemporary folk for a while. Comes from a musical family. He's a caring, supportive person who writes songs with and about people with disabilities and has all kinds of music camps. Great sense of humor.
My partner's decided to go back to school. She's doing a master's degree. Have you ever been involved with a person who studies psychotherapy? At first I thought, hey, this could work really well. I'll get counseling free every day. But little did little old me ever picture the price I was going to pay. It's not just good morning, it's how are you feeling? I wish you could verbalize more. You're such a performer, except when we're sharing, and that's when your feet are halfway out the door. You're mad at your parents, you don't show your anger, you take geographical cures. You tell me you love me, but not very often, so how can I ever be sure? Well, that's what it's like when analysis strikes. But you know that there's more to the story. For every complaint or frustration, I have at least two other moments of glory. She shows me that I can have love in my life that is real and steady and trusting, and occasionally allows me the patience I need while my skeptical heart is adjusting. So whenever my dread and my terror come up, and relationship fills me with such fright, she's there to remind me that fear is just simply forgetting that everything's all right. Forgetting that everything's really all right, without all the pushing and shoving. As time passes, that's just the price that you pay. It's an increase in the cost of loving. My partner's decided to go back to school. It's giving us lots to discuss. If purple hearts are ever given to couples, I hope that they give one to us.
A little sample of David Roth.
You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and my co-host tonight is Jim Warden, and I play Wombats and Music show. We play it Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1, WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College. And you can pick us up streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com. And in fact, I enjoy saying, Alexa, play WEHC. And if you happen to have that in your house, sorry about that. Anyway, moving on with the show, I'm going to turn it back over to Jim. Jim, what you got next?
Up next is Cozy Sheridan, a recording artist who has a number of albums to her credit. She's very spirited, and she organizes an annual music camp in Moab, Utah. This piece is certainly contemporary with all of our political problems at the border. It's called My Fence and My Neighbor.
When the neighbors first moved in, I'm the one who built the fence. I'm the kind who can hold out her hand if I know my line of defense. We are living in interesting times. The sky falls every day. And I used to think my fence could make the world go away. But this morning, all I know is I want to fall down. This morning I don't need my fence, I need my neighbor on the other side. I've seen my neighbor with her children in the morning. She knows how to set and bend a rule. And I don't know that much about her, but I've dropped in and we've talked at her store. And each time I come away wanting to know a little bit more. And this morning, all I know is I want to fall down and cry. This morning, I don't need my fence, I need my neighbor on the other side. I'm not the first one to protest, and I'm the last one with a sign. And I mostly want to be left in peace to make my pretty designs. And I don't know from trade agreements, I don't understand all I hear. But I wasn't certain when the neighbors moved in. Now I am glad they are here. 'Cause this morning, all I know is I wanna fall down and cry. This morning, I don't need my fence, I need my neighbor on the other side.
Cozy Sheridan. Next up, Sloan Wainwright with doing a cover of a June Carter Cash song, Ring of Fire. Sloan's a well-known New York State recording artist. She has this honey contralto voice. She, too, organizes music camps, both summer songs and winter songs, held up in the New York State parks.
Is a burning thing. It makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down. Burns, burns, the ring of fire, the ring of of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. Burns, 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 the ring.
Sloan Wainwright. Next up is a song by Kate Campbell, pretty well-known Southern singer-songwriter. She writes widely about love, civil rights, justice. She has taught at Swannanoa Gathering as well. This one's a pretty sentimental piece about a former marriage, and it's called Moon Pie Dreams. Kate Campbell. One more instrumental for you. This is called The Secret Waterfall by Robin Bullock. This is from his album Lightning Fields. Robin is usually described as a Celtic guitar god. He is a talented multi-instrumentalist. He's very smooth, plays alone and in groups. He said he wrote this piece after hiking in the forest with his fiance at one of the Swannanoa gatherings. Thank you. Robin Bullock. Finally, we're going to switch gears here and play a choral piece called Sleep. This is a composition of Eric Whitaker, who has become kind of a rock star in the contemporary choral music world. His pieces are a cappella. They have rich multi-part harmonies. He sometimes writes in 15 or 20 parts, and he has both secular and sacred topics. One of my favorite pieces of Whitaker is called Alleluia. There's a performance of this on YouTube in a giant museum atrium with about 35 singers, and they simply sing the word Alleluia for 10 minutes in this soaring piece. But what we're playing tonight is one of Whitaker's most popular pieces called simply Sleep. It's a great place, a great piece to go to sleep to.
That was certainly a change in pace. I when I listened to your songs, we got to this and I thought, well, that's completely unlike anything else on there. And I have various areas that I'm very comfortable with. One is fiddle and banjo. Another is pieces like this. I love chorus voices, a cappella, and harmony and stuff. And this has kind of blew me away. I thought this is a classic. I'd like to hear other things by him. So,
The album this is from is called Light and Gold.
Ah.
With glory.
Sleep by Eric Whitaker.
Well, that was a interesting piece. I'm going to have to play with the sound. I hope you all can hear all the quiet parts. My host tonight has been Jim Warden. Jim, I appreciate your interesting range of selections. Do you do any music these days? Are you still writing songs? What are you up to?
Well, I hadn't written a song in about a year and a half, but I recently composed one about an experience on the Appalachian Trail where we were cleaning a privy. But I'm not going to play that on the air.
Huh. Well, I'll look forward to that. My early I was at Emory Henry for a while, and Jim was a physics professor down the hall from me. And one way I got to know him was that they were playing his song on, what was it? It was played on that show.
Car Talk.
Pardon?
Car Talk.
Car Talk, yeah. Well, there was the intro song, Roadkill Stew. Which, and as I recall, you didn't send it in. Was it your wife sent it in?
I'm afraid Sandy sent it in, and it got put on, I think, show number 15 or something. I have a CD of it. I was astounded that they really thought this was worth playing.
And they kept it for quite a while.
Yes.
That's like national fame, you know, for a songwriter to have your show played on a national show over and over. But it was a bit gross, the whole idea of getting roadkill. Although I understand deer hunters are not averse at all to getting a deer and taking it home for venison. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with Harry Baya, and your co-host tonight is Jim Warden. And now it's time to ask you to join me in what I encourage you to do each week. Please join me in celebrating, most joyously, our being here at all. Goodbye.